from possibility to probability to predictability. Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Let me show you how. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad you're joining us on this episode of To Your Greatness. I wanted to remind you that we have a special gift just for you. We want to give you a free one-on-one discovery call to dive into your current challenges and identify strategies for transforming your life. Maybe it's building your vision, tweaking your vision, coming up with some strategies to help you manifest what you would love. So to sign up for this free call, head to www.toyourgreatness.net. That's www.toyourgreatness.net. Welcome, everyone. So today, we're going to talk about creating your best life vision using your five senses. Also, by creating your best life vision, you can also manifest that vision using your five senses. Your five senses can be very instrumental in helping you achieve the life you would love to live. And so from previous podcasts, you know that everything is energy with its own unique frequency and vibration, even our thoughts. And when we can amplify our thoughts, our vibration is also amplified. So there's a quote from Albert Einstein that both Andrea, who's on the call with us, and I'll introduce her in just a moment. Both Andrea and I love this quote by Albert Einstein. Everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. Match the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy, it's physics. So, one of the ways that we can use to help us evoke our five senses is what Andy's going to talk about. Her real name is actually Andrea Bazois, but I get to call her Andy because we're friends. And right. Andy not only has a dynamic business development company called Everhuman, she also has a thriving essential oils and health business. And she works with people to help them live healthier lives. I had the pleasure of having Andy at my Women's Winter Reflections retreat last month. And she spoke about five sensorizing, which is what we do when we're building a vision. We actually five sensorize. In fact, she handcrafted a scent. For those of you on YouTube, you can see this. Oh, she's got hers too. She handcrafted this scent. And if she wants to talk about that in further detail, I will let her do that. But it was very helpful to have Andy's input and explanation about five senses and five sensorizing around building a vision, building and manifesting a vision. So I'm going to let Andy take it away. Hi, Andy. Thank you so much for being on the call today.
Oh my gosh. I'm so honored. I'm so excited. Thanks for having me, Dawn. I'm a big fan. And for people listening, I'm also your client. So I think we support one another in our work, and I'm just so proud to call you my coach and my friend, because I've learned so much already through Dream Builder and through all the ways that we've been able to work together. So I'm just excited to be here today.
Thank you, Andy. It's my pleasure and my honor as well.
Well, so you mentioned five sensorizing, and I have to say that is that's terminology that I received from Dream Builder and from you, from your coaching. And once I received that terminology, it just got me thinking about all the ways that that I do use my five senses to really match that vibration, just from that quote of Albert Einstein, which we both came up with that quote in training, and it's just such a perfect quote. It's just so true. It's just physics. And personally, I consider myself a very scientific woo-woo person. I think both of those things are complementary. It's just, you know, seeing things in a different way. And in fact, you know, since Dream Builder, since I've learned so much about how to make my vision a reality, you know, with all the tools that you provided through that training, I'm also reading several different other books, and I've just been realizing how much our bodies can be used as that barometer, thermometer, that tool to help us to match the energy of the vision of the life that we want. So, yeah, I would love to kind of just go through each one of those so that your audience can know what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Take it away. Yeah, you've got the floor.
Thank you. So let's just kind of go through some terms first. When we think about emotion, that's really just energy in motion. So if you think about, you know, the rush of the anger the blood that rushes to your head and you get red in the face, you know, that energy is, you could feel that moving, or the, you know, the feeling of butterflies in your stomach when you are excited about something, or that feeling of, you know, when all the energy just sort of settles into your like hips when you're kind of feeling peace and calm and feeling grounded. And how it can kind of sink even down to your feet. You know, all that is just energy moving through your body. And that's what we call emotion. It's energy in motion. So that's kind of a good basis for framing, you know, how we think things happen in our heads and in our brains and our minds. And we like to compartmentalize them, but really it's all happening within our physical form. And in fact, what that is somatic. When we talk about the physical sensation of those emotions, that's a somatic experience that's happening in our physical bodies. Evocative, you mentioned, so you are an evocative coach, which I love that. It's the first time I learned about what you do as a life coach, being an evocative coach. That's bringing strong images and memories or feelings to mind. And I think that's just, it's so helpful because a lot of times, a lot is happening under the surface and in our subconscious, and we don't even realize it sometimes. And then we will act consciously, or, you know, our behavior will display our conscious thoughts. And that's not always very helpful because we don't recognize what's subconscious, and that's really what's driving us. And so as you are an evocative coach, I find that to be so helpful because you're bringing, you know, to our consciousness the things that are happening under the surface. And then to manifest is really just to make things evident or apparent or distinct to our senses, to our five senses. So when we're talking about manifesting something, it really just means that it's evident to us now. It is real. It's apparent, something that we can touch and see. So just starting with some of those terms, just to understand the framework that we're working with. So I want to go through our five senses so that we know. So the whole point of this is to recognize that we can use our bodies and our senses. And of course, we have more than five senses. We have at least six, probably many, many more that we just don't name. We're going to go through five today. But just to give a small example of, you know, a sense that's maybe not named, if you think about what it feels like to have somebody staring at you from behind, right? Like sometimes you might be sitting there and you just got a feeling, you know, that there's just something behind and it makes you turn and look. Well, that's not sight or smell or taste or touch or feeling, you know, or sound. That is a sense, right? We might call that the sixth sense. It's kind of our instinct. But that's just one. There could be many, many others. So we'll just talk about the most familiar ones today. So starting with our vision. So many times we think in pictures. A lot of times if I say, you know, think about a cat, suddenly there's an image of a cat in your head, you know, and you can see it really clearly. It has color, it has shape. that image can just pop to mind. So it's kind of the way that we interpret our thought is through pictures. Go ahead.
So we don't see C-A-T in our brains,
exactly.
Right?
No, we don't see it written in letters. We see an image of a cat. And so we can see about 100, as humans, we can see about 100 different colors, different shades of colors. And we have, a few different sensors that can pick up light, photosensors, the rods and cones and all of that. So, so our sight, as brilliant and vivid as it can be, it's just one, one aspect to our five senses. I'm going to go over some that are even stronger. But it's a very practical, sense that we can use because it's how we think. So that's the first sense. We think in pictures. The second one is sound. And I find this one so interesting. So Dawn, I don't know if have you ever had the experience of, watching something scary on like a movie and then deciding to mute the TV. Have you done this before?
I don't watch scary movies, but if I had to watch one with somebody, I would be muting it. Yes.
Totally. Yeah. Definitely. So I also don't like scary movies. And in situations where I've like sort of been in a room with somebody else, when you mute that sound, it's no longer scary. And it's so funny how that happens, but it's because sound really sets a mood. So if you think about walking into a space and your favorite music is playing, it just like livens you up. It makes you happy. Or you might be, kind of resting or sleeping and then hear some, this happened to me. I just recently traveled to Costa Rica and a couple of nights ago I was in a lodge and it was pouring rain. And every now and then I heard some louder sound and I never could figure out what it was. Maybe it was, I don't know, some seed pod dropping on the roof. I don't know what it was, but it would just startle me awake because sound just, and then you think, well, what was that? So it's not just the loudness, but the flavor of the sound can really impact your emotions and your mood because you're using that to determine a feeling. So that can really make a big difference. I don't know about you, but it's the holidays. I've been listening to a lot of Christmas music. It's definitely set a mood for me.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah. So sound is big. And so the next one is touch. So we respond to touch with our nervous system. So whether that's heat, cold, texture, something rough, something smooth, soft, grainy, the way you put your feet in the sand, the way that you can, you're walking on grass, all of those sensations of touch, pressure, if somebody kind of touches your arm versus grabs your arm, like your whole nervous system will come alive. And that will give you a lot of information in terms of how to feel, how to like where your energy will flow. So before when I talked about, when you're angry, your face will get all red. So it'll kind of that sensation, that touch will tell you exactly where the blood should flow and, how quick your breath should be. So we get a lot of neurosensation from physical touch. The next one I'm most interested in personally, just because as you mentioned, I teach people about using essential oils. So the next sense is smell. So remember I talked about that we can detect about 100 different shades of color. Well, humans can detect a trillion different smells, which for me is just mind blowing. But if you think about it, smell goes right to our survival instinct. And it goes basically our olfactory bulb is right behind the bridge of our nose. And it's directly tied to our amygdala in our limbic brain. And your amygdala is what stores memory and emotion. So when you smell something, you feel something and you remember something. If you think about, the smell of your grandma's basement, or the smell of an ex-lover's cologne or perfume, when I say that, you can almost taste it in your mouth when you think about it, and you can, almost sense it without it even being real in your face right at that moment. The smell of fresh cut grass, the smell of blood, those are like those smells, you can kind of pick them up instantly and already have a feeling and a flavor almost on your tongue. It all goes together. So, and we actually have, people think that you smell just with your nose, but we have olfactory receptors all over our bodies. So we really have a heightened, smell is one of our most honed senses. And that is very primal. It goes back to just our evolutionary development. Sense of smell has always been extremely important for survival and for information. So like you mentioned, I created this, essential oil blend for In-Situ Lifework. So this is the In-Situ Lifework signature blend. It has four oils in it. And I'll kind of explain those. So cardamom is an oil of comfort and kind of stability and self-assuredness, really like comfort in your own skin. That's what cardamom does. Cassia, it's a spicy oil. It's in the cinnamon family. And so that is kind of an oil of empowerment and self-assuredness and kind of showing up as yourself in the world. Authenticity, it's really about like, you can almost think of that spiciness, you know, like I'm here, I'm present. And then cedarwood is a very grounding oil. You can think of the way a cedar tree, you know, those trees are very grounded into the earth. And so it's really a stabilizing oil. And then wild orange is the oil of abundance. If you think about the way it's, you know, when you open an orange and you get that oil on your hands and it smells fresh, it smells just alive. But it is the oil of abundance. And so I thought that this was a great blend for the way that you might want your clients to feel, you know, really empowered, really grounded, comforted and experiencing the abundance of life. And, you know, those smells absolutely go together really well. And I remember when, you know, you and I were talking about the evolution of your business and what you stood for. Even the branding is like you have fall colors. Because for you, you talked about that the oak sleeps in the acorn. And so your greatness lying within you is really almost that fall image. So that's why that blend came together.
Yeah, it was very well thought out. And what a great gift. I mean, all the attendees loved it. And I loved it. And I wear it all the time.
Yeah.
So it's, I'm probably going to have to order some more.
That's right. Or make it with the oils you have at home.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
And so with this, what's so nice about the sense of smell is that you can actually, I don't want to say reverse engineer, but if there is something that you want to remember. So for example, we did make this blend for all the attendees of the Women's Winter Reflections Retreat. They got to take that home as a gift. And the intention was that this smell would then create a strong memory for them. So that every time, because you know how it goes when you go to a retreat or you go to a meeting or an event or a vacation. And, you know, at the moment, it can be so transformative and so moving. And you say, oh, this is just life changing. And I'm going to remember this forever. But then you leave and maybe, you know, a week or 2 weeks or a month goes by and you fall into old habits or patterns and you might forget all the things that you really wanted to transform and that, you know, you lose some of that momentum. So by creating a smell that's associated with that moment, it can bring you right back to that memory and right back to exactly how you felt and exactly what you wanted to have happen in that moment. So every time I smell this blend, I think about our coaching together. I think about, you know, all of the lessons that you've given me, like come right back as soon as I smell this blend. So it can be really effective in that way, in a surprising way. If you've never experienced that, I encourage you to get in touch because I can help you to do that as well. So smell is my most favorite of the senses in terms of bringing you into the energetic alignment with the thing that you want, I think is just so effective. The last one is taste. So taste, boy, I love cooking. So for me, taste is so much fun. This is where my art and my passion come together. But we often describe emotions in terms of, or even people in terms of flavor. So something that was bittersweet that happened to us, or boy, that person's really salty, you know, or they're sweet, or they're, you know, I kind of have a sour feel, you know, sour feeling in my stomach or something. We really associate those flavors with emotions. And so it can not only be a way for us to describe and tap into those, but it's yet again another way that we can match the energy of the vision that we have. So taking all of this information into consideration, all the different ways we can tap into our body senses, what we can do then is you know, knowing that this information is encoded in our bodies as energy, when we match the energy of what we want, we manifest it. This is just biophysics at work, which is really incredible. So if there is something, if I've been able to go through the steps, and really I would encourage people to look into Dream Builder with you, because it's such a wonderful program for being able to go from zero. Like, I don't have a clue what I want. I don't know what lights me up anymore. Is this all there is in life? You know, a lot of people, I'm going to say, especially a lot of women, we fall into that after, especially after having, you know, a career, children, you start to put your own dreams on the back burner, and years can go by and you go, I don't even know what I care about anymore. I don't know what lights me up anymore. So if you're that person, I really encourage you to check out Dream Builder with Dawn, and actually she'll present a gift to you at the end of this podcast, which is free. So that's a gift to you. But, you know, going through that program, if I have a strong vision in mind, so I've gone through the program, I've created a vision for the life that I want. I've written it down. And so now how do I actually get it? Well, this five sensorizing, that's a tool to help you to continue to bring your energy up to the level of the vision that you want. Dawn, I don't know if you want to describe, if you're able to describe some of the, like, the vision of the horizontal lines, if that's something that you can describe for people.
Yeah,
for me, that's so instructive.
Yeah. So if any of you decide that you would love to do a vision workshop, it's part of my PowerPoint. But if you can imagine for a moment, and close your eyes if this will help you, but if you can imagine for a moment a sheet of paper, a sheet of white paper, and horizontal lines going from left to right on the paper, and these lines represent the frequencies or the vibration at which everything moves. Everything has energy. Everything has a vibration, vibrating at a certain frequency. And so if you can imagine this, these lines, unlimited lines, but for our purposes, it's on a white sheet of paper. And then if you can imagine yourself down in the lower left of that piece of paper, and then imagine your everyday thoughts. You know, we have over 6,000 thoughts a day, but 95% of those thoughts are the thoughts we thought yesterday, the day before, and the day before that. So most of us, most of the time, I will say this, are in default mode, which means we have thoughts, but they're kind of on a low frequency. And then you catch a vision. You catch a current. There's something that you would love to have. And you create it by imagining it, talking about it, writing it down. These all light up different parts of your brain. And imagine it's a star. And that star that represents your vision is up in the upper right-hand corner of your piece of paper. Well, how the heck do you get there? Well, what it takes is you elevating your thought frequency. So you raise your thoughts to the level of the vibration on which your vision lies. So if you can imagine, you can see all these lines starting from where you're at in the lower left up to the star that's in the upper right. And you, if all of that is frequency and vibration, well, then all you have to do is raise your thoughts. Increase the amplitude of the vibration of your thoughts so that it matches the frequency that your dream is on. Mm-hmm. So that's why we say you cannot get to your dream. You must come from your dream. And the way you do that is through your five senses. Mm-hmm. And that's why Andy's here, because she's an expert on talking about this, and she is an expert at evoking some of that five sensorizing magic, if you want to call it magic. All I know is that it works. Mm-hmm. Does that help?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the critical other piece, because you're so right. You have to match. It's your thoughts that bring you up to that vision. But then the question Absolutely. Is, how do you bring your thoughts up to that? So if you are thinking 90% of the same thoughts every day, and they're mostly low vibe thoughts, well, how do you change that habit? Because it's just like you're in that default. That's what it is. So that's where you say, all right, I'm going to make myself an awesome pump up playlist, right? I'm going to go on, you know, my music service of choice or just CDs or whatever I got. I'm going to get some music that makes me come alive, and I'm going to purposefully play it every day, you know, or it's maybe my signature song that makes me think of that vision, you know, using that sound. Then I'm going to maybe make an essential oil blend. If you don't have essential oils, maybe you're going to, you know, just pick a smell that is going to be like, all right, every time I think about this, or, you know, when I imagine my vision is to go to Hawaii, I'm dying to go to Hawaii. Well, maybe I'll get myself some like some coconut smell, or I might get myself, you know, pineapple or something that just makes me imagine Hawaii, that like, that's going to be the smell. And every time I smell that, and speaking of, you know, Hawaii, maybe I'm going to get some, you know, coconut, maybe I'm going to make myself a smoothie in the morning, and it's going to be a tropical smoothie. And that's going to be that taste that just gets me there, that makes me think that's where I'm going to be, you know? Let's see. So touch, you know, that's maybe I'm going to get a little bit of sand and just get a little bowl of sand and put my hand through the sand every day, you know, and just imagine that I'm going to be like on a beach full of sand, right? Let's see, what am I putting? Smell, touch, taste. Oh, pictures. Oh, that's easy. I'm going to make a vision board, right? I'm going to cut out pictures in a magazine, or I'm going to get, you know, travel magazines or maps that I'm going to see it and actually, you know, put it in front of me every day. And when you do that, that's how you change your thoughts. Did I do sound?
Sound? Well, I don't think you did sound yet.
Yeah, the music. Oh, the music. Let's see.
Oh, the music. I see. I was waiting for some sound about Hawaii.
Yeah, well, it could be some nice Hawaiian
ocean
music. So yeah, all of those things, you know, once I've identified the vision, now my task is to change my thoughts. How do I change my thoughts? I do that through my five senses. And then it's just a matter of repetition and practice and doing that every day, so that your default is moved into design. And what Absolutely. Do you say something, Don, remind me of the flow. It goes from default to design.
Default to design, or from possibility to probability to predictability.
That's it. I love that. Say that one more time.
From possibility to probability to predictability.
It's so wonderful. It is physics at work.
Physics at work.
It's wonderful. So that is, that's how you use your five senses to reach the vision of the life that you would love.
Wow. That was beautiful. Andy, thank you so much. So if folks want to hear more about what you do, or want to see a presentation of some of the things that you do along this line, or just along the line of health, how can they find you?
So I am on Facebook and Instagram at this handle. So it's Oil for All LLC. So OILFORALLLC. So if they type in facebook.com and then /oilforallllc, or, you know, search me on Instagram. Instagram is probably the best place to reach me, oilforallllc. And that's where I give all kinds of tips and information about using essential oils to do all kinds of things, to detoxify your homes, to just up-level your health in lots of ways, and using your five senses. So they can definitely get in touch with me there. And I love to hear from people personally, so I do hope they reach out. Please do reach out personally. I'd love to have a conversation with you.
Great. Well, Andy, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And thanks for all of you that are listening today. I hope you found this information helpful. I certainly did. It never hurts to hear it more than once. Make sure you listen to this over and over again, and reach out to Andy and see if she can maybe help you and your family, friends, colleagues. Just get better health and maximize and amplify your thoughts towards your vision. So thanks again for joining us. This is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. I am Dawn Mathis with In Situ LifeWorks. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody. I'm so glad you're joining us on this episode of To Your Greatness. I wanted to remind you that we have a special gift just for you. We want to give you a free one-on-one discovery call to dive into your current challenges and identify strategies for transforming your life. Maybe it's building your vision, tweaking your vision, coming up with some strategies to help you manifest what you would love. So to sign up for this free call, head to www.toyourgreatness.net. That's www.toyourgreatness.net.